Welcome to Shaped by Scripture. This month, we'll continue walking together through Scripture, helping you memorize it, understand it, and live it out in practical faith-shaping ways. Here's what we believe. When God's Word takes root, it bears fruit. It reshapes how we think, reorients how we live, and renews how we love. Scripture doesn't just change moments, it changes lives. So wherever you are today, pause for a moment. Take a deep breath. Open your heart to what God wants to say. And let's continue this journey together, allowing our lives to be shaped by Scripture. Resisting the Enemy, Monday, July 20th, 2026. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. James 4:7. In 1982, the American rock band Twisted Sister released a rebellious anthem entitled, "We're Not Gonna Take It." Driven by loud guitars, defiant lyrics, and open resistance to authority, the song quickly became a cultural rallying cry. Its message celebrated independence, self-rule, and rejection of outside control. The chorus boldly declared, "We're right! Yeah! We're freed! Yeah! We'll fight! Yeah! You'll see! Yeah!" This song captured a deeply rooted instinct within modern culture. Nobody tells me what to do. Decades later, that mindset still shapes much of contemporary life. Society often celebrates self-reliance, personal freedom, and independence from authority. People are encouraged to trust themselves, follow their own desires, and resist anything that feels restrictive. Yet James 4:7 presents a radically different kind of resistance. James writes, "Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you." At first glance, the verse sounds contradictory. James connects resistance with submission. According to Scripture, true spiritual strength does not begin with independence from authority, but with surrender to God's authority. This truth is especially important for Christians living in a world filled with spiritual temptation, distraction, compromise, and deception. We want victory over sin and spiritual opposition while still holding tightly to self-rule. Christians may desire God's help while resisting God's authority in certain areas of life. James exposes the danger of divided loyalty. The Christian who attempts to live independently from God becomes spiritually vulnerable. The broader context of James 4 reveals believers struggling with pride, selfish desires, worldly thinking, and conflict. James warns Christians about friendship with the world and calls them to humility before God. Spiritual warfare is not simply about resisting external temptation. It involves the deeper issue of the heart's allegiance. Before believers can stand against the devil, we must first submit ourselves completely to God. James begins the verse with the command, "Submit yourselves therefore to God." The word submit was often used in military settings to describe arranging oneself under the authority of a commander. This submission is voluntary and intentional. James is not describing passive religion or forced obedience. He calls believers to willingly place every part of life under God's rule. Submission involves trusting God's wisdom, obeying His word, confessing sin, rejecting pride, and surrendering personal desires to His will. This command directly challenges modern ideas about freedom and autonomy. The world teaches that freedom comes through self-rule. Scripture teaches that true freedom comes through surrender to God. Christians do not resist spiritual darkness through personal strength, determination, or self-confidence alone. Victory begins with humility and dependence upon the Lord. James then gives the second command, resist the devil. To resist means to stand firmly against opposition and refuse to give in. The devil seeks to tempt, deceive, discourage, divide, and destroy. Scripture describes Satan as a liar, accuser, and tempter. Christians resist the devil by standing firmly upon God's truth. Believers resist temptation through prayer, obedience, Scripture, faith, and reliance upon the Holy Spirit. The order of the verse matters greatly. Submission comes before resistance. A believer cannot effectively resist the devil while refusing to submit to God. Spiritual resistance flows out of spiritual surrender. Jesus himself demonstrated this pattern during his temptation in the wilderness. Because Christ stood fully submitted to the Father, he resisted Satan's temptations with the truth of God's word. Finally, James gives a promise, "And he will flee from you." This promise is rooted in God's authority and Christ's victory over sin and Satan. The devil is powerful, but he is not sovereign. Through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, Satan remains defeated. When believers resist the devil through submission to God, the enemy cannot ultimately prevail. Week 3 focuses on resisting the enemy because Christians must learn how to stand faithfully in spiritual battle. James 4:7 teaches that spiritual victory begins with humble surrender to God. The Christian who walks closely with God, obeys His word, and resists temptation through faith can stand confidently against the schemes of the enemy. Memorization and meditation. 1. Read James 4:7 aloud several times today. Emphasize the action words submit, resist, and flee. Listen carefully to the relationship between surrender to God and resistance against the devil. 2. Write James 4:7 by hand at least twice today. As you write, slow down and think carefully about the meaning of each command and promise. 3. Circle the words submit, resist, and flee. Then write, in your own words, what each action means for the Christian life. Consider how these commands shape the believer's daily walk with God. 4. Reflect on the verse. What areas of your life are hardest to fully surrender to God? How does James 4:7 challenge your understanding of spiritual strength, resistance, and dependence upon God? 5. Pray the verse. Turn the verse into a prayer or use the following sample prayer. Father, teach me to submit my heart fully to you. Help me reject pride, self-reliance, and compromise. Strengthen me to resist temptation and stand firmly against the enemy through your truth and power. Thank you that Christ has already won the victory over sin and Satan. Help me walk faithfully under your authority each day. In Jesus' name, amen.